Sean,
you are selected for the MX of Nations together with Tommy Searle and Dean Wilson, a very strong squad for Great Britain.
I think so. What else can I say? Last year we had a tough time in Germany. We had a bad gate pick on Saturday and we struggled all weekend. I had a mechanical issue in the first race and a crash in the second race in the start with the Sol. So it was a difficult weekend. So I think with a little bit of luck this year, the riders are definitely, other than myself, the riders are great. So I'm looking forward to it and I think it should be a strong team. I don't know how it will be with Tommy on the 250 and Dean on the 450 because obviously they don't normally ride them bikes, but overall I think it will be good and I'm looking to have my first shot at the MX1 class at the Nations. This will be my fourth Nations, so yeah, I think it's going to be fun. Not only that, I think we can get a good result.
Is a podium possible?
I think so. I don't know, I haven't really looked at all the other teams. I know Germany doesn't have quite a strong team. Belgium maybe doesn't have as strong a team as they would have liked with the Decker out and also Clément out. So a few teams are a little bit maybe not as good as they could have been, not 100%. And I think we have our best chance in a few years to get a podium. So yeah, I definitely think it could be possible.
Do you like the track of Kegums?
I do like the track. It's not one of my favourites, but it's a nice track. I prefer it when it's softer, like as soft as it possibly can. If it's been hot and good weather before, then it tends to be a little bit more hard pack underneath. So I'm hoping there's a good bit of rain and we can see the track and its full potential. But I'm sure they've worked hard at it and it'll be in good shape. So I'm looking forward to it.
You have a good season with KTM. Do you have a lot of offers on the table or?
No, none at the moment actually. So it's strange. I don't know if it's strange or not. It's MXGP is getting quite difficult and. I've had some consistent races this year. I think I'm fifth in the championship and I've been consistent enough to hold that place. So I think I should have been in line for some deals, but there doesn't seem to be any coming up. But on the other hand, it's been working with this team, with Hitachi KTM. So it's been hard work with me and my dad just working on the bikes together and putting a lot of effort in. But I think if it's not broke, don't fix it, we say. So I would like to continue, but at the moment I don't have an offer on the table, so I can't accept or try to make a better deal or something, but I'm hoping that it can be possible to continue.
So also KTM didn't offer any more support for you?
Not exactly. I expected them to offer me a little bit more support, but I think KTM's on a tight budget at the moment with two new Husqvarna teams, four extra factory riders, and there's a lot of riders out there to be looking for rides and looking for parts, and the teams need budgets and all this thing. So for a privateer team, times are tough, and I don't think the budget we had this year was bad. A few things could be improved with the structure of the team and just all around made a little bit easier, but I think on a whole it's been what I needed to get back to basic really and find my passion again, or find my speed and find my enjoyment, and I've definitely had that this year. It's been one of the most enjoyable years so far.
You wrote a lot of Belgium championships. Is it also part of regaining the passion of the sport? Let's not be kidding, you get some money to ride, it's also nice in the pocket, I suppose.
Yeah, this year I haven't done as many Belgian races as I would have liked, because I've been doing the British Championship and I've won that now, so with this gap between the GPs it's nice to do some Belgian races. I've been Belgian champion before and I have a small fan base here in Belgium, so it's nice to go out and ride in front of them and you know, ride on some nice tracks. Today wasn't exactly as nice as I'd hoped it to be, but nevertheless had a lot of fun anyway. And like you say, a little bit of money in the pocket is great, because as I said before, times are tough, and every little helps.
Do we see you at the last Belgium Championship?
No, I have my last race of the British Championship. So, yeah, I won't be there.
So you ride the two last GPs, one British Championship, and then the Motocross of Nations. Do you have any other races coming up that you are planning?
Just one more after the Nations will be the beach race at Weston. So that's something nice to end the season. And I finished 2 times 2nd, so I'm hoping to maybe this year I can win. I hope.
I wish you a lot of luck.
Thanks.